Mandy and the Space Race. Shining like newly minted coins, 48 robots were ready to leave the factory on Planet Kappa. The brand new robots in Batch KB were home help robots, all programmed to clean, cook, pilot rocket copters, and babysit.
Programming complete at last!
Said KB-10 to his friend KB-11. He was happy to leave the factory. He wanted to use his bright computer brain, and most of all, he wanted to meet humans.
Where are you going, KB-11?
KB-11 squeaked with excitement.
Heep, heep! I'm going to Planet Funk! Planet Funk! A large and beautiful planet in the blue galaxy!
KB-10 knew about all the planets and galaxies in the system. He was going to a human family called Brown, who lived in New Croydon, United Kingdom, Planet Earth. The robots reached dispatch, and KB-10 disappeared inside a dispatch tube. Soon, he found himself sitting among packing foam and looking up at three grinning faces. Humans! The Browns! KB was very excited.
Greetings! My name is KB-10. I am your home help.
You can help me with my homework, said the smallest of the three humans. My name is Mandy,
daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Brown. Address, apartment 21, Blossom Brook, Greenbelt 8, New Croydon.
Please help Mandy, Mrs. Brown interrupted. Then prepare supper. The food capsules are in the freezer, KB.
Oh, not food capsules again, Mum, said Mandy. Can you make lemon meringue pie, KB?
Whisk together egg yolk powder and lemon essence, then add...
KB had been well programmed. KB enjoyed working at the Browns. He helped Mandy with her tables, and each afternoon he fetched her from the school satellite in the rocket copter. But one day, a teacher brought Mandy home early, and she went straight to her hover bed. Her mother called the medic at once. When the medic came out of Mandy's room, he was looking worried. He left his computer on a table and started talking quietly to Mandy's parents. I'm afraid Mandy needs special treatment, and she needs it soon. KB-10 looked at the screen of the medic's computer.
Only treatment for this illness, Marmoria panatella to be administered within 36 hours.
And Marmoria panatella is a very rare plant. It only grows on Planet Vac.
Mandy's mum was in tears.
How can we get hold of this plant in time to save her?
She sobbed. KB's computer brain was working fast. Suddenly, he remembered KB-11. His friend worked on Planet Vac. The robot plugged into the Brown's big computer and contacted KB-11. Fancy dress parade. The streets were full of holidaymakers wearing their fanciest, brightest spacesuits. But KB-11 had only one thing on his computer brain. He had to find the Marmoria panatella. Just then, his radar's beam spotted the plant. Marmoria panatella! There it was, swaying on top of a dancer's helmet, half hidden between a pineapple and a plastic parrot. KB-11 pushed his way towards the dancer, gently pinching a few people's bottoms with his pincers to make them step aside. He snapped off the plant and quickly put it inside his freeze pocket. Then KB-11 hurried to the space terminal. With the help of a friendly computer, he got the plant on the next space shuttle to London's intergalactic spaceport. At apartment 21,
Mandy was getting weaker and weaker, and the medic was working hard to keep her alive. The screen over the door flashed. A robot postman appeared.
Special delivery. Plant from Planet Vac for Mandy Brown.
Just in time, muttered the medic, programming his plant juice extractor. The red light on the top of KB-10's head flashed in delight as Mandy grew stronger by the minute. What are you so happy about, KB? Asked Mandy. KB did not reply, but his red light went on flashing happily.